Ladies and gentlemen, we have the great fortune and pleasantries of His Grace Atul Krishna Prabhu giving a second part class on Chapter 6, Overview, Summary of the Bhagavad Gita in Mayapur, 2013, on the 19th of December. At
Let's start with 3-5. Start with 3-5. What did you find in 3-5 that you felt was reflecting? Yeah, we're back.
We're back. We have leaders.
3-5. Let's hear some things from 3-5. Those who are 3-5. 3-5. Yes.
The main mood and mission that we should we read the text of.
Just read from the selected item, either in the text or the book, whatever you've got.
Main mood and mission we picked up was a compassionate sort of Prabhupada. In that Prabhupada...
This is 3-5, huh?
Yeah. But that Prabhupada Christi raised the statue.
Everyone is forced to act helplessly according to the quality of the fire.
Yeah, everyone's supposed to act according to the quality of the fire. Required. And then Prabhupada mentions that the material body is essentially given as gifts of material nature, and the ignorant basically sets a standard, and from there he quotes a verse from Bhagavad Gita, and then they said that someone takes the Krishna consciousness even though he may not follow the prescribed duties of justice or execute the most sincere responsibility, and even though he may fall down from that standard, there's no loss or evil for him. So there Prabhupada sets the standard, but then he shows his compassion by saying that even if you fall from the standard, there's no loss or evil. So there's that encouragement on this.
Okay, good. Any other things from 3-5 that you found significant? 3-5, Abhay?
Well, any kind of purificatory process must ultimately end in Krishna consciousness.
Yep. Okay. So
yeah, just to repeat what he's saying, there may be fall downs, but if somehow or other you're able to make it,
okay. Well, what? Yeah. I mean, the purificatory process that Prabhupada's talking about here is Vanasham Dharma, right? And what did you say about that? What did you say? Those you can read. The purificatory processes are for what purpose?
To help reach the ultimate goal of becoming Krishna conscious.
Okay. So then what's the significance of that? In terms of the value of the purificatory processes, in terms of the use of the value of the preliminary processes,
essential.
Well, is that the only way you can get to Krishna consciousness, by going through Vanasram Dharma?
No.
All right. So then, if you can get to Krishna consciousness anyway, then you don't need Vanasram Dharma, right? That's the point.
I was trying to say that.
So somehow, I mean, do we just preach to people who have been through Vanasham Dharma?
No.
If we did that, how many people would we have to preach to?
None
of us here. Okay, so Prabhupada's saying that what is he saying? He says that if the soul is engaged in his natural function of Krishna consciousness, whatever he is able to do is good for him. That's the whole point of all the preliminary stuff, is just to get you to Krishna consciousness. But if somehow or other you do Krishna consciousness, then you've achieved all the result of all that. And then Prabhupada quotes that verse from Narad Muni that I quoted a couple of times in our discussion, that there's no use to Vanasham Dharma unless it connects you to Krishna consciousness. And once you're connected to Krishna consciousness, then Vanasham Dharma, you don't need it anymore. But of course we use it because we're not completely liberated and it helps us, whatever different ashrams we live in and everything. We wouldn't need this, it's what we do. As Prabhupada has given it in Bhakti Sant Sastra. Okay. So what about 329? What did you find in that?
It says, the ignorant fully engage themselves in material activities and become attached, but the wise should not unsettle them. But in the purport, Prabhupada says, but the devotees of the Lord are more kind than the Lord because they understand the purpose of the Lord. I thought it was interesting. I told him who asked the question.
Is there any precedence in our Gaudiya Vaishnava literature of any other acharya making the statement that the devotees of the Lord are more kind than the Lord himself? So this seems to indicate a very unique contribution that Srila Prabhupada has made in the mood of mission of giving so much stress to the compassion of the devotees in expressing their service to the Lord by preaching Krishna consciousness.
Good. Other thoughts on this? Devotees of the Lord more kind than the Lord because they don't allow the people to just stay in their karmakanda life and gradually progress. I tell them to stop that, and even though Krishna is saying don't disturb them, let them do karmakanda, Prabhupada is saying no, do disturb them and tell them it's all useless and a waste of time and they should chant Hare Krishna. So relevance for us?
Preach.
Yeah, okay. Other thoughts on the relevance for us? Should we do what Krishna says here and encourage people to do karmakanda?
No.
You sure?
I think it depends on the time, place, circumstance.
Well, give me, if you think, give us an example of when we encourage people to do karmakanda. If it depends on the time, place, and circumstance. Give me a circumstance where we would encourage people to do karmakanda.
Someone's already doing karmakanda, and we want to develop a relationship with them before we start instructing them. They may be proud, they may not be ready to hear from us, but by developing a relationship with them, then after some time, with some prasada, you know, we feel that we can instruct them, but now is not the right time to instruct them.
Okay.
Isn't there an old person that's in the bamboo sticks, you know, the old ones, they can't be bent, they just crack, you know, so to just tell someone...
So we'll tell him to keep worshipping the demigods, not chant Hare Krishna.
Oh, we can say, you continue your worship of demigods, but just include...
Okay, so then we're not, we're telling them to chant Hare Krishna. We could say you can continue... But we probably that wouldn't be the main discussion. It might be a side point. Well, if you're doing that, we may say no harm, but you should chant Hare Krishna. Generally, when we preach, what are we going to tell people to do?
Chant Hare Krishna.
Just a little bit of chanting Hare Krishna. If they're not so inclined to chant regularly, we say we'll just chant a little bit. But basically there's nothing else we tell people to do.
That's kind of the purpose behind book distribution. To get people to read so they can come to their own conclusion.
Yeah,
what were your 3-minute lecture do?
Yeah.
Give them the book.
Yeah, but sometimes people want to discuss, so...
I thought it was...
Yeah,
I thought it was interesting. I could never tell my brother to chant. He could do anything, but if he wouldn't chant because he knows it's like what I wanted him to do.
Older brother or younger brother?
Older brother. Mm-hmm. When he got engaged with a girl that also was connected to his karma, she told him to chant four rounds a day, then he started.
Okay, there's an example of Dukkama Kanda, right? Tell him to get married at least. And it worked out a pretty good strategy. Okay, 525, what did you find there? Tell us, yes, Prabhu? 525, what did you find there?
525, so what is fully Krishna consciousness, Krishna consciousness, and the
Alright, how did you feel this reflects Prabhupada's mood? What is it regarding?
So Prabhupada's mood is that a devotee is the only person who is that he is with the Supreme Lord, he is already doing the right activity for all the
things. Okay, so
he's a bit skeptical about other welfare.
So how does Prabhupada feel about other types of welfare activity?
There's a danger that you make that the goal.
Yeah.
You can get caught up in those things.
Well, that's kind of like irrelevant for us. How much value does Prabhupada place on the mundane welfare activity according to this statement? Zero.
Alright,
nonsense. So what's the relevance of that for us? That mood for us? We don't need to get concerned about providing mundane welfare for people. what's the main welfare activity that we can provide? Yeah, information. We can train them how to become Krishna conscious. That's our business. That's all we need to do. Narayan Rishi, Narayan Babu.
In the two verses, without mentioning the total number, but he quotes the Bhaktaranyagata Pasam. So in the 525, quotes like problems of the people they are unhappy because they forget that they are. And in the 632, we quote it positively, you know, it will bring many people. So this seems to be an important point.
Yeah. Good. And in 632, what did you find there that felt reflected Prabhupada's mood?
He prayed the Krishna consciousness.
Maybe you can read the section that you're talking about.
The devotee is the best one. It's the best one.
Read it.
I'll put only the. Since the perfect yogi craft is broken out the importance of becoming Krishna conscious. He's the best of the prophets in the world, and he's the dearest servitor of the Lord.
Yeah, carry on.
He also says that the devotee is always happy and trying to distribute to each other.
What's the difference between the devotee and the Ashtanga Yogi that Prabhupada identifies here? Yes, Adi Purush?
The Ashtanga Yogi is concerned only about his welfare, not about others. The devotee goes beyond his ability. To others, happy himself,
and to others. Okay, what does Prabhupada say in the purport?
Yogi has withdrawn to a secular place in order to meditate perfectly. He may not be as selfish as the devotee who is trying his best to turn every man towards Krishna consciousness.
Okay.
So we should take this as
a So Prabhupada is evaluating here that even you may have some yoga siddha. As a result of a Sangha Yoga practice, you've acquired some Yoga Siddha, but that's not as pleasing to Krishna as a devotee who's a neophyte, but he's preaching Krishna consciousness. Okay, some comments that we've taken from related sources. section of yoga. I'd like to read this.
Mindfulness. Krishna consciousness is the last link in the yogic chain. The link that binds us to the Supreme Person, Lord Sri Krishna. Without this final link, the chain is practically useless.
Okay, so Prabhupada, you're not putting much value on the other preliminary yoga systems. Practically useless. This is a good one.
So we have to disturb them. That is our duty. We have to disturb these envious persons. Hare Krishna. That is our duty, to disturb them. And that is the greatest service. Just like a man is sleeping and somebody is coming to kill him and our friends. Mr. Such and Such, wake up, wake up. So he may say, why are you disturbing me? But that is the greatest service. He'll be saved. Maya is coming to kill him, to send him to the darkest region of hell, and you're saving him. Chant Hare Krishna and be saved.
Vahe.
Yeah.
Read these.
So a Krishna conscious person cannot sit idly. He thinks that such a nice philosophy of life, why should it not be distributed? That is his mission. A yogi may be satisfied with his own elevation. He is the one who goes his way, practicing yoga, elevating himself to transcendental life. That is his personal concern. But a devotee is not satisfied simply elevating himself. We offer our respect to the Vaishnava, Anchakan Bhaktivinoda. Therefore, the future devotee is the most dearest devotee of the Lord. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. They are going outside, they are preaching, they are meeting opposing elements. Sometimes they are defeated, sometimes disappointed, sometimes able to convince. But that endeavor, that I shall go and preach Krishna consciousness, is the best service to the Lord.
Good. Prabhupada ki. Okay, let's do this to finish up. Let's discuss with the partner, someone sitting in your vicinity. Yeah. How has your appreciation of bhakti yoga deepened as a result of your study of this section? How has your appreciation of bhakti yoga deepened as a result of your study of this section? Discuss a few points with the person nearby and see what you have to say about that.
I found out that bhakti yoga
I'm going to go to the next one.
Other things you found particularly relevant, deepened, yes?
Yeah, often you may hear how bhakti is like a marathon or it's a long process or a stretch process, but it's actually a very intense, fast, speedy process,
yeah.
You know, like that.
Direct process.
We'll feel a lot more resistance from these other types of processes.
It's good, yeah, good. Nityananda Ram.
Claudia said a really beautiful thing. She said that all these other processes were like zeros, but when you put a one in front of them, you have high value.
Good, that's beautiful. Beautiful. Other comments on this? Yeah, Bhakti Yoga.
Compared to other yogas, Bhakti Yoga is very easy. And other yogas, they are doing for only themselves. My Bhakti Yoga, they are enabling ourselves and helping also other living entities.
Good.
This is the easiest possible.
Very good
understanding. Only chanting.
Only chanting. Good for others as well. Easy process. You get the gyan, you get the detachment, everything. Good. Ajit Ananda.
I
don't know, you look like you're going to speak.
Okay.
You look like you're waiting for
this. I appreciate in this, in studying this section that we realize what are the other processes and how to approach them and how to give them one step more.
Good, yeah. That's Krishna's strategy and that's the strategy of these presentations too. Other comments? How your appreciation of bhakti has deepened? You already commented. Coming back for another second helping. Adi Bruce.
Practicing bhakti yogi, even if he has not reached the perfected state, if he goes there and chants Harina with the other devotees, practicing as well as preaching. Whereas the others, they just practice and then for them to reach the perfection and then to preach to others, it takes them
more belief in the Krishna, more belief in the Krishna, a devotee that's a neophyte but he's out sharing Krishna consciousness. Yeah. Okay, very good. So we're winding up. Michael, facial expression indicating that you want to comment something.
I just wanted to share, Prabhupada shares that the mind is the greatest enemy, so not you know, people who criticize us, not like your gangsters on the corner, not that bad song, nothing like that. He said the mind is the greatest enemy, and Krishna especially saying your biggest problem in life. I can just be solved through bhakti yoga.
Okay, so we can solve the biggest problem. Solution to the biggest problem. That would be a good title for a seminar when you go back to Seoul. Solution for our biggest problem.
Thank you.
Bhakti Michael. Chant Hare Krishna. So this brings us to the conclusion of our study of chapters 3 to 6 of Bhagavad Gita, focusing particularly on the yoga ladder. I thank you for your enthusiasm and participation during the last 4 days. And We encourage you to carry on with the rest of the course. Next week our scheduled facilitator Bhangsi Badan Prabhu is back on schedule. He was going to have to go away for emergency, but he's not, so he's back, so that's good. He'll be there for chapters 7 to 12. So it's something to look forward to next week, Monday, starting Monday, 10:30 we expect. So assessment will be on Saturday, closed book assessment. Saturday afternoon, is that okay with everybody? Okay. Krishna Sarupabhu just made his entrance at the perfect time. Saturday afternoon will be closed book test. Krishna Sarupabhu will be here to facilitate that. At that time also you can hand in your papers. Saturday afternoon, Krishna Sarupabhu. And if you're, and that's, yeah, I'm not teaching other parts of the Bhakti Shastri course. However, I'm involved in a couple of other courses after the Bhakti Shastri course. If you're interested to do those, that is the teacher's training course. That's February 9 to 15. And we train you up how to teach in an interactive way, all these different things that we're doing in this course, just holding a discussion and using resources and all, some training on how to apply these things in teaching or in various preaching fields that you're in. So you're welcome to participate in that course. Usually most of the students in that teacher training program come from Bhakti Shastri. So if you're interested to take that course, you can discuss at the office down there, Pranishra Nimai, and you can register. It's a limited number of people, so if you're inclined to do that, then discuss with him and register and we'll hold the place for you. And we'll see you around, and we wish you all the best for your subsequent studies. Let's conclude the session with these comments from Prop. We won't. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you.
Tell everybody.
The Lord, you all get the United Bunkers of the World for a class picture.